So based on last week, it turns out that there are three approaches, three different ways to understand lo susser, and of course this past week's parsha, lo susser and the rabbanans. There is the Rashi approach, which is that really lo susser is directly related to all the rabbanans, but the reason why Kavod HaBrios is docha is because the Chacham themselves formulated their Drabbanans that way. That's Rashi's approach, which is the approach that the Ramban rejects. I mean, he rejects it, of course, as an answer to the Rambam. But in fact, it's really Rashi. But that's Rashi's opinion. That they created a separate, within their system, that the notion of Kavod HaBrios should be docha it's part and parcel of their Drabbanan system. But if it weren't for that, then you're right. Then it would be would turn out that you wouldn't be docha, because every time you're involved in a Drabbanan, you'd be involved in a Daraisa. And that's Ein Chachmein Tvunah Ein Eitz and Neged Hashem. That's one approach. The second approach is the Rambam according to the Rav, which is to be mindful of the Ramban's rejection of that of the idea we just mentioned. So now it's a different idea. It's that the very nature of lo susser is different. In other words, there is a chaloshem maisa and kiyam d'rabbanan. But there is, when you violate a d'rabbanan, it's still the maisa vera is the maisa vera of the d'rabbanan, the chaloshem maisa vera d'rabbanan. But secondarily, when you violate it, now what emerges from that is that you're in violation, you violate lo susser. But lo susser doesn't have any specific maisa. Or as the Rav put it, it's the same thing as saying it's implied or secondary. The Rav put it, is that now the gavra did a certain, there's a certain maisa avera that took place, but only the gavra is involved in lo susser. The result, in other words, after he does the maisa avera, now the gavra is in opposition. He is violating the idea that he should have listened to the chacham. But it's not the nature of the maisa avera. And based on that, I wanted to say that that's what the Rambam means. That's why Kavod HaBrios is docha lo susser. Lo susser is of a different character than the other lavin of the Torah. And then there's the Ramban's approach. The Ramban's approach by lo susser and the Rabbanans is that you never violate, you can never violate lo susser by violating, by a stama chote, doing a maisa avera of a derabbanan. It's a maisa avera, period. That's it, it's a maisa avera derabbanan. It's either a kiyam mitzvah derabbanan or a maisa avera derabbanan. It never goes beyond that. But what you know secondarily from the, there is from the lav of lo susser, which is really a lav of a mamre, That's what it really is expressing. But there's an essential yesod there, which is that lo sasa min adava shiagilcha, that what the Chachamim say is an entity recognized by God, by the Torah. So therefore, when they create, their creations, their formulations are Torah. They're halacha. So when they formulate a halacha and say you chayef to do it or asur to do it, that is completely a valid entity that you must listen to. But that's it. That's where it begins and ends. It's an entity, so therefore you chayef to listen. I mean, those are the three approaches. Yeah, it's true. It does sound like you're right. In other words, Rashi and the Rambam seem to really agree. I guess the reason why that, you know, in their meaning, when I say when they agree, means it seems, according to Rashi, because Rashi only gives an out over here for Kavod HaBrios. But Ein Hanami, if you violated the Rabbanan, didn't involve Kavod HaBrios, I mean, so then it would be, you're right, you'd violate Lo Sasar also. I guess they always quote the Rambam because he openly formulates it that way in the beginning of Mamram. But you're right, I don't know how you're going to say, based on the Rashi and Yud Tes Amud Beis, it seems clear that that's the story. Because that's how Rashi gets out, that's how he understands how the Gemara got out of the problem. I lo susser is a law in the Torah. No. The answer is that they said that by every covet of brios, or, right, is docha. Oh, but if they didn't say that, and a chanamia would have involved the law of lo susser. So clearly he's in the same boat with the Rambam. Yeah, and of course, Haraya, I mean, you see many of the Mefarshim after the Rambam wanted to answer the Rambam using exactly the idea of Rashi. That's exactly how they answered it, despite the Ramban's rejection of it. Yeah, when I say despite the Ramban's rejection, if you really take a look at some of the things they say, they really end up rejecting the Ramban. They come back at him, and why they think he's wrong about rejecting this approach. Okay. Yeah, we're going to take a look at the Rush in his Hilchos Kilei Begadim, which is in Nida. Yeah, it's in the ninth perek, starting on Daf Samach Aleph. But the Rush that we need is Os. Hold on a second. Yeah, it's in Os Vav. In Hilchos Kilei Begadim, in as I said, in the ninth perek in Nida. Yeah. Garcina Bebrachas. Am Rav Yudah Marav, Hamotzi Kilayim Bevigdo, Poshto, Afil Beshuk, Shinemar, Ein Chachma, Ein Tvuna, Vegomer. Kol Makam Shigesh Chil Hashem, Ein Chalkin Kavod Rav. Venira de Dafka Bekilayim Doraisa. Aval kilayim derabbanan lo. And then he quotes the Gemara. Then quotes Rav Shiva. Okay, I'm skipping down. I want to get to the problem. Okay, now he says like this. Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. So, yeah, so one possibility is when you don't have to tell the guy to take it off, when a guy person doesn't have to take it off, is Kalayim Durabbanan. Then he says, all the way at the end of Vav, Inami Bekilayim Duraisa, Vadai Hamotse Kilayim Bevigdo, Ein Chachma Vein Tfuna Lenegan Hashem, Vitzarach Leposhto, Afila Beshuk. But there's another possibility. So, of course, by Kalayim Daraisa, if a guy knows he's wearing Kalayim, he's got to take it off immediately, regardless of his situation. Aval im adam roe kilayim bebigdei chavero, vehalovesh kilayim eino, vehalovesh kilayim eino yodea. Okay, so I see that you're wearing kilayim, but you don't know you're wearing kilayim. Ein lomar lo b'shuk, ad shiagia lebeso, demishum kavara brios yishtok, velo yafrishenu mishogeg. Okay, so that's the other instance where you know, the halacha of poshet b'shuk doesn't apply. Where you have knowledge of it, but not the guy who's actually wearing it. So the Rush holds, in that case, you say kavod abrias is docha. You say kavod abrias is docha, in opposition to the Rambam. The Rambam, right there in the perek that we were learning in Hilchas Kalayim, openly says that you if you see kilayim beveged chavero, even a rabo muvak, you chayev to rip it off his back. Can't even tell him, because that would create a delay. Can't even tell him. So what's the machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam? I do want to point out that the Rush says it's shogeg. You can't say that the person is misasek because he's unaware. Because here he's doing a maisa levisha. He's doing a maisa levisha of kilayim. So that's it. That can't be misasek. That can't be misasek. See, by Shabbos, you could have a different idea of misase, because there you're dealing with malachas machsheves. It throws it into a different framework. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, what you have to just find out is, are you engaged in a legitimate maisa? Is it a maisa? And since a guy is 100% doing a maisa levisha, so you can't categorize that as a misasek. Now you have to say it's shogeg. Yeah, I should add, in the other place to it, that this comes up, which is also different, and that's in the area of mitzvahs. You know, it's when you have the whole question of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, ain't tzrichas kavana, but everyone agrees misasek is nothing. So that's a sugi you have to look into in Rosh Hashanah. Yes, I would say like this, that according to the Rambam, the Chilul Hashem is that there is a Maisa Avera taking place. One cannot tolerate a Maisa Avera, because a Maisa Avera means that there's something taking place against God's will. So therefore, the Maisa Avera must immediately be halted. That's the Rambam's view. It's simply that there's a maisa vera extant that must be stopped immediately. That's the Rambam's formulation. And the Rush, yeah, like David said, I would say like this. You're right. According to the Rush, the category is the gavra, meaning that when he finds out, so any decision that he makes to leave it on will be a rationalization that's neged God's will. That can't take place. That's the chilul. The chilul is that the person is using his mind to go against the will of God. So that's why, according to him, it has to be that the person themselves know about it, and now instead of taking it off immediately, they start to think through this thing. Well, I'm going to be embarrassed, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. He starts working out all these different cheshbonos. That's the ein etzah neged Hashem. It has to be where the mind of the person is engaged. And according to the Rambam, it's merely the existence of a ma'aseh avera. Yeah, the person who sees it, in other words, what is he witnessing in the Russia's world? He's witnessing a ma'aseh avera. And the Rush maintains that the covet of brios is another value in the Torah. That's docha. That's what the Rush is saying. In other words, the only person who is making a rationalization would be the person who knows he's wearing kalayim. But the person who's observing, he's in a different position. That has to be the approach. I'm not saying we nailed it yet, but you want to know what's the difference between the guy himself, who starts to rationalize about his covet of brios, and the other guy, and the observer, who's allowed to say covet of brios. That's what you're asking, really. How do you make that distinction? Or, right, what is that distinction? In clear terms. In other words, when you see your friend, well, let's think when you yourself first. So at the moment you realize you have kalayim, so now it's God's will that it's usher, and that takes precedence over the fact that you feel embarrassment that you're going to be naked. Like Rashi said, it's a relative. In other words, it should be that this has a priority, that you shouldn't be engaged in an avera, and you're aware of that you're engaged in avera. That should be greater to you than any particular personal embarrassment you have. So to decide in favor of covet of brios is to make a decision that is a rationalization neged Hashem. In other words, you're a gavra who's in opposition to God's will. But if you're an observer, so what are you observing? You're not observing a situation that is neged Hashem. You are only observing a technical ma'aseh avera, a ma'aseh avera b'shogeg. In In other words, for the person who observes, he's simply faced with two categories. In other words, he sees a Maisa Avera, but he doesn't see a Gavra who's in opposition to Ritzon Hashem. He sees a Maisa Avera. And then there's another category recognized by the Torah, which is Kavod HaBriyos. So the Kavod HaBriyos is Docha, the observed Maisa Avera. But for the person himself, there you're talking about that the person himself, the very decision is going against God's will. It's to say that that my being an avaryan, a willing avaryan, has a higher, my kavod HaBriyos has a higher ranking in my concern more than that. And that's impossible. That a person, his embarrassment, his personal considerations are more important than God's will that he shouldn't do this thing, that's an impossible thing. That's neged Hashem. But that's not the situation the observer is in, because his world is different. As the external observer, there is no neged Hashem extant. There's simply a Maisa Avera b'shogeg. And now there's another halachic consideration of Kavod HaBriyos. So Kavod HaBriyos is docha. That has a greater value than a Maisa Avera b'shogeg. What's wrong with that? See, according to the Rush, the minute you say that the whole concept of Ein Chachma, Neged Hashem, is thrust into the world of the Gavra, and his decision-making, his using his mind improperly, so that is going to be, by definition, by the observer, that none of that applies. It can't apply because you're not faced in that world anymore. There is no Ein Chachma Neged Hashem insofar as he, because what is he observing? He's observing, now you have to look at what is the Cheftza Shel, the Cheftza Shel Avera, or the Cheftza, the entity of the situation. Like, what is that? What is he seeing? What is he involved in? His decision making. Oh, I see a technical Maisa Avera b'shogeg. There's no Neged Hashem there. And there's another halachic Torah consideration. And that's Kavod HaBriyos. So the Kavod HaBriyos is Docha. And I don't think you have to say, like if you ask me, like, why is Kavod HaBriyos Docha? I don't know if you should ask that question. Because it just emerges from, I'll just tell you, it emerges from the sugi itself. I mean, you could say why. I don't know, is it because it's like some concept, along the lines of an asei docha los asei? I don't know. But it emerges from the sugya itself, because the sugya is telling you that when the Gemara says Kavod HaBriyos is docha or not docha, it's completely pinned on the issue of a person doing something that violates the Ritzon Hashem, meaning the Ein Chachma. It's that idea. Now, the minute you tell me that's the idea of the Gavra, so that's it. So if you show me a case where that's not in play, where it doesn't result in that, So then it's a different kind of calculation, completely different. And in fact, if it's not that case, then in Hanami, the Rush is right. He says, then Kavod HaBrius is Docha. It's only not Docha when it's Ein Chachma Ein Tzvuna in Neged Hashem. But that's not this case. Yeah, that's why that's the Rush. V'lo Yishtok, the Mishum Kavod HaBrius Yishtok, V'lo Yafrishenu Mishogeg. You have no obligation to be mafresh a guy from Shogeg. Because it's not a Maisa Avera that involves Neged Hashem. So therefore, Kavod HaBrius takes precedence. That's of a greater value. Whereas, of course, according to the Rambam, it's impossible by definition, because according to the Rambam, the character of Neged Hashem is simply that there's a Maisa Avera occurring, extant, that must be stopped immediately. And that's why you can't even tell the guy. That's why it says you post, you're right, you rip it off his back. And it must be stopped immediately. No delay. I don't care if it's a 2-second delay. It can't be a delay. By definition, the existence of the Maisa Avera must be stopped. It results, by the way, in Machlokas Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber follows the Rambam, and the Ramah follows the Rush. Here's a good example where, in this case, you'd rather be an Ashkenaz.